This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Chris Taylor steps in to lead it off for the Dodgers, the center fielder. Right-handed batter, and Keuchel's first pitch is a swing and a high fly ball. Left field, it's headed for the bleachers, and it's gone! Chris Taylor on the first pitch. Homers to give the Dodgers the lead.
Dan Shulman in the broadcast from ESPN Radio. Look.
Whatever.
There was no doubt about that one.
Whatever.
That was center cut, and it was delivered to the left field bleachers in the upper
was ugly.
Ranges
was
of
stupid.
The bleachers.
He got lucky.
Got out so fast it needed a stewardess on it.
who was that? Who's to use that?
From Bull Durham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When he came out to the mound after Nuke LaLoosh gave up a long bomb.
That's right. I wish I remembered more scenes from like that and other baseball movies.
Man, Lisa's brother Mike is like the sharp as a tack with a memory bank that has no end in terms of movie lines.
Yeah.
And he'll drop and I'll just look at him and go, I got nothing. You can tell me where it's from.
I know a lot of them from Tommy Boy. I could do that.
I can do that too.
But that's all I got.
Great movie.
Yeah, that's all I got.
George wants to get in here. He wants to talk a little Astros. What's up, George?
Hey guys, I'm calling from Port Arthur, but I've got something to say about the batting lineup, which I know the managers are not going to change. Okay. But if you had Altuve batting leadoff, he has 35 stolen bases to Springer's 5. That would put pressure on the starting pitcher, put him in the third spot, Springer, and then with Correa behind him, he would probably get better pitches to look at, and he's got time to look at the starting pitcher who's facing the first two batters in front of him. Because the guy looks super tight leading the game off, you know, the first batter of the series, you know. So I think Altuve would just get on base with either a hit or a walk, and then he could put pressure on the starting pitching. What do you guys tell me what's the reason, what's the purpose of Springer batting leadoff?
Well,
I'll listen.
All right, George, appreciate the call. I was going to ask him if he's a big UGK fan, being from Port Arthur. I kind of feel like he loves him.
He should have let off with Port Arthur, Texas, represent it till I'm dead.
Right.
Yeah.
So, George, it's a different style of baseball nowadays. You're not going to see a prototypical leadoff hitter all the time. It's like Jake Kaplan said at 1:30 when he joined us. I mean, AJ Hinch is not making a change with his leadoff hitter, a guy who's an all-star just because he's in a funk right now. That's just not going to happen. That would be like pulling Altuve out of the three hole and moving him down to six because he might be struggling a little bit. You're not going to do that with your superstars. They're either going to hit their way out of it or you're going to go down. You know, you dance with what brung you. You're going to go down and you're going to lose with those guys or you're not. Now, a guy like Reddick, yeah, you move that guy if you need to. But you don't move Springer, you don't move Altuve, and you don't move Correa, no matter what kind of funk they're in, because those are your stars. That's who got you here. And it's also been said, and not by me, but by plenty of others, that you really only lead off a game once. And after that, it doesn't matter. So you might put pressure on them in inning one, but the way that Altuve is, where he's a first pitch swinging, there's, you know, yeah, is he going to get on base? Great. Is he going to run? Maybe not. He hasn't been that active in the playoffs thus far on the base path. So I think it goes more to the fact that you just need quality at bats from the top four guys in your in the lineup, because they're going to get more at bats than anybody else. As far as leading off, I think that's kind of an old school mentality that's gone by the wayside.
Well, you've called me worse, but I had said earlier when you and I had talked about this that I would have slid everybody up and I would have slid Springer down just to kind of give him a chance to kind of somewhat.
But why would you put him at three? George wants to
put
him
at three.
I wouldn't put him at three.
No, but I would have slid him down to clean up or a little lower just so that he could relax a little bit. So, you know, he wouldn't feel the extra pressure, because it does look like he's pressing. And we talked about it even previously, but also at the top of the show. But AJ Hinch is not that guy. And the other thing is, you're dealing with a young psyche right now. You're not dealing with a veteran like Josh Reddick, where you can move him around and he gets it. And he'll be the first one to tell you he's scuffling at the plate and, you know, he gets it and he'll go with it. Some of these young kids, for as good as they are, when they go bad, they get a little fragile. AJ Hoffman can tell you that. But you know, that's why you don't mess with him either, because of the fact that you just got to believe, and you believe in your guy, and you believe he's going to snap out of it at some point, and he's going to get back to being the George Springer that we all know. So it'll be interesting to see. But AJ's just not the guy that fidgets with the lineup a whole lot, although he did move Reddick, and it seemed to help. But we'll see. I did not. I was one of those guys, too, and unless there's something I'm missing in terms of the McCann connection with Keuchel as well as Verlander, I was not really a big fan of seeing McCann bat lefty against Kershaw.
No, I don't know why you did that. I mean, I don't understand. I would have thought you would have run Evan Gattis out there, put that right-handed stick out there, but... Yeah, unless it had something to do with Keuchel feeling more comfortable with McCann behind the plate, maybe. But yeah, I didn't like that. I still stand by what I had said earlier. I would like to see Altuve in the two hole with Gurriel hitting third. I think if you're going to change the lineup again, to me, that's the next logical step. But I don't know if they'll do that or not. And I'm okay. I mean, Bregman in the two hole, you can't really knock the guy. He's the only one that put up a run last night, so you don't want to punish him. But I like a top four having Gurriel up there in the mix. I think he's one of the most consistent bats you've had in the playoffs so far.
Yeah, you know what? Gurriel, and I've loved everything, all of his at-bats except for last night. Gurriel was another guy that I thought was letting some pretty quality pitches for him as a hitter get by last night. But again, that's what you have happen, and Jake kind of touched on that as well. That's when you haven't seen a guy before, and you're trying to get a feel for him. So I guess I'll tip my cap that way and say, all right, I guess Correa and Gurriel hadn't seen Kershaw before, and they wanted to see exactly what they were facing before they settled in. Hopefully it'll be a different case tonight as they feel more comfortable with a guy that they've seen before in Rich Hill. And right from the get-go, if there's a pitch in the zone that looks good, that they're going to swing at it.
I like this thing that you posted for our show prep.
Yeah.
Some of these are pretty funny. This Alexa, I don't know, because I don't have a, the home thing from Amazon. I don't have Echo or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
The Amazon but Echo. You can ask Alexa, and this dude was Cork Gaines. I have no idea who that is, but he's got a blue check mark, so he must be important on Twitter. But Cork Gaines said he asked Alexa for some World Series jokes, and it said, Alexa, give me some Astros burns, some jokes. And this is what Alexa came up with. What does the Astros bullpen and a kiddie pool have in common? They both have no depth. That one's really good. Mm-hmm. That one's really strong. The next two, not as much. Why did Gurriel cross the road? Hopefully to get a haircut.
Bad.
Why did the Astros have their phones on silent? I'm not sure, but they've got no ring.
Weak.
And then the Dodgers ones, they were okay. Again, there was a couple that were really good. There was, what do the Dodgers and nudists have in common? They're both known to streak.
Fair.
Okay. And then there's, what does Yasiel Puig and Dodger fans have in common? They both show up around the fourth inning. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. But the best one of all was, what's the difference between you, Darvish, and a Dodger dog? One is salty and overrated, and the other is a hot dog. That's the champion
that's
joke right there. That's a really well-written joke,
you got that
too.
One, Tyler?
I'm just playing a random one.
Give me an Astros burn.
Why do the Astros have their phones on silent? I'm not sure. But they've got no ring.
Mm. Well,
give them right. A for creativity, but a little.
I like that they have them. I mean, I like that those exist, but I think they probably could have gotten some better writers for some of those. But the hot dog one with Yu Darvish is a really good joke. Really well written. That's funny. I like
and the
that.
Other thing that we were talking about that was crazy is, you know, when the Dodgers, before they discovered all these baby blues that can come back and hit the ball like Seager and like Bellinger and like a lot of the guys that they have in the lineup now, Adrian Gonzalez was the big get for them, that they got a veteran, a solid first baseman, a really big hitter that can hit for average and hit for power. And he basically was IR'd in July and sent out to pasture for the rest of the year and said, we're just going to give you the rest of the year off. But I think that they fully expected he'd still stay around the team. But last night, it was painfully evident when they introduced both teams' lineups that he was not only not introduced, he was not even in the country. Adrian Gonzalez is skipping the World Series to take his family to Europe on vacation. And oh, by the way, he's under contract for one more year at 20 mil. Not a good look, man.
Yeah, not probably the smartest thing to do. But, you know, if you're not going to play and your family wants to go, I'm sure he asked, is it okay? There's no way he just went. There's no way he just went. He probably went to his teammates.
You would hope so.
And went to his manager and went to, I'm almost
but like
positive.
Someone from the general manager to the coaching staff should have said, hey, you faced Justin Verlander in the American League when you were with the Red Sox. You faced him over your career a lot. What can you tell these young hitters, and can you talk to them to understand what to expect? What does he do?
I mean, they mentioned that in the article, and I'm like, it's not going to matter. You still got to go up there and do it. He could have told them all that before he left. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be in the game.
I think it does matter. I think that there's see it all the time with guys like Beltran and McCann. And you see, you've heard it from Bregman, who said, I go to these guys and I listen to them.
So go to him before he leaves for Europe. He's going to give you the same information.
Well, just text him then, huh?
You can
hopefully
do that too.
He's got international on and that they can reach him while he's in a, what do they call those boats in Italy?
A gondola?
A gondola. He might be in a gondola and he can text back. All right.
Well, there you go.
Well, no Adrian Gonzalez, but no problems for the Dodgers in game one, but we're getting ready for game two. It's Verlander and Hill. We've been talking about that and a whole lot more. Coming up at 3:30, Sarah Barshop, who is the beat writer for the Houston Texans for ESPN. She's going to join us, as she does on a regular basis, so we'll talk some Texans Seahawks getting ready for the big game Sunday. And in between, we've got a lot on our mind, but you've probably got something on your plate that you want to talk about as well. So give us a call, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. If you want to start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift moving like a... ESPN 97.5.
Feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster type player plays his cards right. A real gangster type.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, Barry, and Tyler with you until, I almost said Nick, and Tyler with you until 4 o'clock. Right now, though, it's your chance to win two tickets to the Vampire and Vixens Ball, presented by Leather and Lace. Yep, that's right. It's hosted by supermodel Charlotte McKinney. You're going to love it. Experience an award-winning haunted house with the coolest scare technology, specialty performers, and the creepiest clowns you've ever seen. All happening Saturday, October 28th at Silver Street Studios, which is where we had our gal party, right?
Great facility.
Yeah, that's a great place to go. Tickets are available online at leatherandlaces.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit disaster relief efforts from Harvey and Easter Seals of Greater Houston. Leather and Lace, Vampire and Vixens Ball, sponsored by Twin Peaks, Bacardi, Great Goose, I got it, Patron, Top Dog Halloween, and Common Bond Bakery. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, two tickets to the Vampires and Vixens Ball.
Just go to leatherandlaces.com and see pictures.
That's all you need to do.
You're going to be motivated enough to go.
That's right. You're going to want to go. Trust me on that.
Yeah, I hope Nick's back in time for that so he can cover it for us.
Yeah, that would be good. Send him out there in the sweatpants like he promised.
So, game tonight, in only his first postseason with the Astros, Justin Verlander has tied the franchise record for postseason wins with a 4-0 mark. Three other Astros pitchers have four career postseason wins. Can you name them, Barry Laminack?
Three. Did they get them all with the Astros?
Indeed. For the Astros, three other pitchers besides Justin Verlander have won four postseason games.
Roger Clemens.
Correct.
Andy Pettit.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Roy Oswalt?
Huh? Yeah, I was going to say Roy Oswalt.
Correct. Roy Oswalt.
The Wizard.
I really want to say like Mike Hampton.
Incorrect.
Nope. I got it. I got it.
Who?
Brandon Backey.
Incorrect.
Dang. No. Nolan Ryan.
No. Saw him last night.
Keuchel has the four.
Keuchel.
Okay.
Yeah, there's four pitchers with at least four wins in Astros postseason history. It's Clemens, Keuchel, Royo, who was 4-0.
Throwing a little curveball there.
And Verlander. Well, that's what pitchers do.
Because the 2015 run. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
So here's some encouraging news. With a win tonight, the Astros not
the
only
Dodgers
even
are
the
forfeiting
series,
today. Oh.
No, but the Astros would even the series at one game apiece. Of the 58 times in World Series history that the series has been tied 1-1, the winner of Game 2 has gone on to the capture of the series on 30 of the 58 times, 51.7%.
Well, like I said, I think getting a split on the road would be great. I just worry about them coming home now. I wanted to get this cleared up. So you have, what is your Game 5 prediction, Keuchel versus Kershaw?
Why are you going there?
I just want to. I want to get it documented because we do this, right?
I said Astros in six.
Okay, so you would have L.A. winning that game then, because right now you've got they lose game one. You said right. that they're going to win game two. You said they're going to beat Darvish in game three.
They're going to win game three,
and Morton's going to win game four. So that's one up for the Dodgers, three up for the Astros. So you think the Astros lose the Keuchel Kershaw matchup, mm-hmm. and then win on the road with Verlander.
JV.
I got you. Yep. All right, cool.
All right, got it.
Now, this is great. I like this text because it says, why are people wearing sweatshirts today?
It's a great point, and I wanted to
it's
get to
70
that.
Degrees outside, and I'm with you. I don't understand, and no offense to you, but I don't understand the long sleeves. Joel has some on.
I have shorts on. But I and
but
the
yeah,
sleeves
you're
are rolled
shorts
up.
And
the
a long sleeve.
Sleeves are rolled up to my elbow.
That makes no sense to me.
It's a more comfortable shirt.
That's a very Houston thing. Look,
shorts and long sleeves?
No. Okay, Houston does certain things whenever weather does certain things as well. So whenever
wow.
it rains.
Way to narrow it down.
Yeah, I know. Whenever it rains.
First, use your words.
Houston just loses the ability to drive.
I agree with that.
Have you ever been
to
L.A. when it rains?
No.
You want to know who can't drive when it rains? L.A.
I assume L.A.
This
but
city
Houston
can drive
is bad.
Compared.
Oh, you're
depending.
Full of it.
What?
Oh, my God.
But
this city so cannot
whenever
drive
the temperature
ever.
Drops below 70. In that 60 to 70 range, people bust out the hoodies.
Makes no sense. It makes no sense to me.
I told you the
it's
other night I went
cold.
Running in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, it has paths around the water so that, you know, you see a ton of people that are walking and running. You pass a lot of people. I saw teenage girls with ski caps on and the headbands that cover your ears. And I'm going, I know the sun's going down. It's probably maybe 60s, high 50s if you really want to say if it's even that cold. But I'm like, really? You need ski caps and headbands?
Yeah, Mandy just texted the show and said it was so cold this morning. I totally wore long sleeves and shorts yesterday. It's 70. What's the high? Like, we're not even, this doesn't make any sense to me. We're not even in the 40s. That makes no sense.
Again, my sleeves are rolled up to the elbow, so it's almost like wearing a short sleeve shirt. I just feel it's more comfortable that way. But if I knew that it bothered you, I would do it on a more consistent basis.
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
And I have shorts on.
I just wonder why people are acting like it's winter here.
I dropped Taylor at school today, and I saw more parents wearing like ski jackets, those bubble jackets and stuff. I'm going, oh, come on. Seriously? Go up to the Midwest or go on the East Coast and experience what real fall weather is. You're going to be freezing your ass off.
Somebody doesn't like your choice. So I never understood shorts with long sleeves. It looks stupid.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
But that's a very Houston thing. I fully admit that I'll do that. But I don't really wear shorts like in the fall or the winter. I'll just wear jeans a lot. But I have been known to go because it's kind of a weird thing here where we're getting to that time of the year where it'll be really cold when you leave the house. And so you're going to want to wear something warm. But by the time you get to leave for work, it's going to be hot, and that's this time of year. That's fall in Houston.
You know what's
cold in the morning, hot in the afternoon. So if you go long sleeves with shorts, I kind of get it because it covers both. Your legs never feel as cold as your arms do.
You know what's good?
Macaroni and cheese.
Are you going to be able to explain this?
Yeah.
Sex.
It might take a while.
Oh.
Sweatpants, but you cut them off and make them into shorts.
I have a ton of those.
And
they
just
sell
saying,
them.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they sell those.
I used to love
them. Like, you don't have to buy sweatpants and then cut them. They sell sweatshorts.
I was never really a fan of them, and then
I got a pair.
And
I've got about nine pairs of those.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I love those, yeah. Now, I will start rocking sweatpants pretty soon.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's modeling. He's showing me that
are those sweatpants?
These are sweatpants shorts.
Uh-oh.
Sweatshorts.
Made out of sweatshirt material.
Yeah.
They're sweatshorts.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are perfect. This is the time of year for those. Somebody said, well, one, they said, because somebody asked yesterday about a watch party at Minute Maid. Have you ever been to one?
No, I've seen them on the
news. I've never been.
I wanted to go ALCS whenever they were playing on a Saturday.
Okay. They said that they didn't like it. I won't use the exact verbs and words that they used. Didn't like it. So,
what didn't they like? We don't know.
Just said that it They just said they didn't like it. I will just keep it clean.
All right, Chuck, hang on. We're going to get to you after the break. We got to get to a break, and then we'll continue to roll on with more Astros talk. We've got Texans talk on the horizon, as Sarah Barshop's going to join us to talk about the Texans. And out of the bye week, they come back with Seattle. So we'll be talking about that as well. And right now, I want to tell you about the Harrah's Cup, which is coming up on October the 28th, as ESPN 97.5 and Culture Map have joined forces at the Horses and Goddesses Gala in beautiful Magnolia, Texas. You should check it out as part of the entire weekend of events. HarrahsCup.com, HarrahsCup.com for ticket information. The day of events are free and open to the public. Then at night, it's the gala, which is fantastic. Tickets are running out, though, so you want to check it out as quick as possible because you can have a day full of fun and equestrian events and then have a phenomenal night at the gala. It's way more than just equestrian events. It is world-class fields that will be competing for up to $100,000 in prize money. And then the gala at night is just a fantastic event with food and beverage and chances to be involved with the charities that are in part of the event. So check it out. ESPN 97.5 and Culture Map supporting the Harrah's Cup Horses and Goddesses Gala in Magnolia, Texas. Again, harrahscup.com, HarrahsCup.com.
I didn't have to explain. Oh yeah, I'm a dog, but my name ain't Rover, and I'm the kind of brother that's feeling no pain. Sometimes I have to wear the bulletproof vest because I got the CPT sign written across my chest.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, where it's not just baseball. The Rockets play the Sixers tonight in Philadelphia in an early start time tonight. If you want to catch a little of that before the World Series, no Trevor Ariza, sprained foot, no Nene, as they take on the young Sixers. And, of course, Sunday you have Texans at the Seahawks as they're back on the gridiron after a week off for the bye.
Are they still doing the no Nene back-to-backs just to save the old man for the playoff thing?
No, he's officially dinged up.
Okay.
Yeah, he...
Because that didn't work out so well last year.
It doesn't work out for a lot of people. Didn't
he
work
got
out
hurt
for
in the playoffs, and it was like, eh, that was pointless to protect him all year only to get hurt in the playoffs. Eh.
Yeah, it's you know, it's tough. It's not like when you're doing innings counts and things on the whole issues that, you know, you go through in baseball. But, you know, more times than not, even in baseball, when you try and be overly cautious and you border on being overly cautious, it backfires anyway. And I always go back into baseball scenarios when, you know, Steven Strasburg and Jabba Chamberlain were guys that they did inning counts on and wouldn't let you go too much because they didn't ever want them to have arm problems. Then both of them had arm problems.
Yeah.
And you're right. Just like they saved Nene and kept trying to save him and he got hurt. They were trying to save Tony Parker a year ago and limit his minutes and back-to-backs. And Tony Parker ripped whatever he did in his knee. And
That was ugly, too. Somebody said they want to know, like, percentage of the strikes, calls missed, and balls called strikes in the postseason compared to the regular season because it seems like it's been worse now. And he said, granted, for both teams, and I agree. But, yeah, it does seem like umpiring overall has been less than quality at times in the postseason.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Somebody told you to step your game up from wearing shorts to work.
I don't care what people
think. I know. I put salt on my windshield this morning. So you, Mike. Girls are breaking out the leggings. Yeah, boy. I like it.
First of all, yoga pants. You ain't got any argument for
no.
me.
No. No, not
that's
at all.
That's a
love it.
Yeah, that's definitely a good look. I can tell
you that. I am a fan. My wife finally started wearing them. She never wore like yoga pants or leggings, and now she's starting to rock them. I'm like, yeah, girl, what's
there's
up?
There's a company that I guess they sell Texas-inspired T-shirts and shorts, whatever. They have basically yoga pants that look like cowgirl jeans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are the most hideous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that doesn't. Well, they have pockets on them and stuff.
They have
faux pockets.
Yeah, faux pockets. Okay. Faux everything. Yeah.
Corey in Houston said the only time that I wear a hoodie before November is on Saturdays when I'm watching college football. Wear the same hoodie for Ohio State games. I mean, okay, all right. I get it.
That'll pass, but I can't roll the sleeves up on a long sleeve.
Shorts with long – well, inside, superstition-wise, I get that. Shorts with long sleeves is amazing. Tell the texter to shut their filthy mouth.
Thank you.
Okay.
Where'd Chuck go?
Buddy the trucker here. I'm heading to Ohio where it's going to be 30 degrees. Oh, damn that. Damn that.
See, that's what I'm saying. Too soon. I lose sight of that, too, by the way.
Yeah,
the
how fact cold that it is other places
down
already.
Here on a consistent basis, and then I'm watching like a Packer game or a Badger game on a Saturday, a Packer game on a Sunday, and I see all the fans kind of, and I'm like, man, you really forget the fact that up north, it's you're in the heart of fall right now, and you're looking at where temperatures and the highs are going to be in the 40s.
In January, I was up in Iowa, and it was 0 degrees. It sucked. It was terrible.
It's. I mean, look, if you haven't experienced that on a regular basis, I hear all these people say, oh, I love the Midwest. I'd love to just have snow every day. It's so pretty. I go, try shoveling it and dealing with the cold and the fact that you can get 27 inches of snow one day and have it be 27 below the next day. It is no joke.
Somebody said, I'm out on that.
Somebody said yoga pants are the miracle bra for asses.
That's a good point.
It's a pretty good call.
It really is. Because, boy... Sometimes when they get out of them, it's all over the place.
Yeah, it's loosey-goosey when you free it up. Yep.
It was in the 50s in the wee hours. Not everyone wakes up at noon, Barry. Okay.
Wow.
And, you know, my wife doesn't know this, and thank God she doesn't listen to the show, but I've been telling her, hey, wake me up. I got a lot of stuff to do. You know, I got to get all this stuff done. So she'll call and wake me up, or she'll wake me up before she leaves, and inevitably I just go back to bed and get up at like 10:30. I just am not. I wonder if I'm suffering from depression because I just all I want to do is sleep.
I figured you were going somewhere like you wanted to watch a certain weather woman on
no,
the news or something. In
no,
the
morning. I just
standing looking morning
I'm,
anchor.
She thinks I'm up. She think that would be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be a little weird.
Creepy
yeah.
for me.
I'd be
yeah.
like, man, I don't know who she is, but this hot, hot chick on Channel 11.
She's ethnic, too.
Oh, yeah. man. And Mexican, like, that's my thing.
You want that story? You want that story? So
that
I go to Dallas for the Packer-Cowboy game, right? And so my buddy has a trucking company. He works for a trucking company. And they do a lot of business with a lot of outside vendors. So they bring a couple of vendors to the game. So we're all tailgating, everything like that. And my buddy, who's quick to give up more information than he needs to, tells a couple of the guys who my wife is. And the one guy, I'm not going to give out his name because it'll sell him out completely, but he just gets like this really deep stare at me and then goes, ooh, I watch her every morning. She's awesome. I love her. So and so creepy. There's another guy next to me that came in from Wisconsin for the game. And he's like, dude, that creep you out? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you know, based on how he reacted, he wasn't talking about how she delivers the news. And I'm like, you know, at that point, you don't say anything more and you kind of try and just let it sweep under the rug by itself. And you're like, well, at the end of the day, you feel good because at least you know that you're going home to her every night and it's all right. So during the game, while we're watching the game, the guy from Wisconsin keeps bringing up Lisa's profile on KHOU on the phone and goes, I'm going to show so-and-so this several times throughout the game just to get that reaction, just so it'll creep you out a little bit. I go, dude, come on, stop. That's
So Joel is not the guy that's going to be dating a stripper. That's not your thing, right? You could just dudes ogling her and just throw. You could never do that, huh?
It's hard for me to know that when she says, "Hey, did you see so whatever was on social media on one of their accounts?" And I don't. She goes, "Go check it out. I posted this, or KHOU posted this that I did." And I'll go look, and under the comments, you get the creepers that are just like, "I love you," and what you were wearing.
And like
to
drink
today.
Your bath like, water with a crazy straw. You're like, "What?
Yeah, it's just
why are you being weird, sir? This
and
is
you
someone's
see why
daughter
certain-
and wife. Look, we're all guilty of it, though." Let's be real.
I mean, you see why like
real.
Certain traffic and weather people kind of play to that, and they like to get the hits on social media. But that can turn bad in a heartbeat. You get some creepers that are like relentless.
Yeah, I don't know. It part of it is like flattering, I guess, but then it depends on what you say, right?
Yeah.
Like it's always weird when you just see people, because guys don't care, especially on social media. They say the weirdest things, and you're like, bro, why are you creeping this lady out? Just leave her alone.
Dude, there were Twitter accounts set up for what certain women on TV wear and what they like them to wear. One of the creepiest I ever saw was like Deborah Duncan's boots.
What?
Yeah. And then it was weird because then I like paid attention to it, like, you know, because it comes on after the CBS This Morning and everything like that. And I watched the cut-ins with Lisa up until 9 o'clock at 9 o'clock.
It would be nothing but dudes following it?
and they're all like Deborah Duncan's. I love Deborah Duncan in Boots. And then all of a sudden I started, you know, Lisa does the cut in at like 8:55. And then at 9 o'clock, it's Great Day Houston with Deborah Duncan. And I started going, I wonder if she checks that out, because suddenly she's wearing boots every day too.
That's
like they get off on that.
That's like you'll see like you know, I mean, we all have friends that are chicks on Twitter that or Instagram, and some of them are pretty or whatever. And you'll see like one dude inevitably, like there'll be the shot, and then like there'll be a guy like, hey, nice toes. You're like, why are you leaving that as a comment? That's just creepy, dude. Like, even if you're into that, just don't say anything. You don't have to. It's not like the chicks are gonna be like, oh my God, he loves my toes, I gotta find this guy and marry him. No, they're just like, ugh, weirdo.
Yeah, there's certain things that even if they're like
weird,
they do something for you. Don't let anybody else know, because it's just the whole foot thing to me is just creepy.
But even then, don't be like, oh yeah, hey, that's a nice elbow or whatever it is you're into. That's just creepy.
Never. Just a tip though. Never ever has one of the women in the media that gets those gone, ooh,
I gotta meet
see
this
if
guy.
This guy's cute and see if I can meet him.
It's never like, gonna work. I never understood.
Block, delete, stay away.
I never understood why guys do that.
I don't get it either.
By the way, Tracy said I'm obviously winning today.
You were disqualified.
Nope. I am obviously winning today.
Tyler, was he not disqualified?
I wasn't. DJ Premier.
Technically, I guess I shouldn't be disqualified.
Why?
Since I changed the song.
I win.
You shouldn't be?
No, I should.
Oh, you should. Yeah,
so then I win.
Look, Tyler's like, I don't want to do it.
Hey, right now I want to tell you about the good people at Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program because it's you, the people of Houston, doing things for kids in the Houston area trying to get a second chance at an education. By that I mean whether it be because of Hurricane Harvey or just because you've had an old vehicle in the driveway or the garage that's been collecting rust and dust, you've been meaning to get rid of it, and you just haven't gotten around to it. Now's the time to do it because it can really do something for kids in this community. What I mean by that is if you've got that clunker, whether it be a boat, a motorcycle, a truck, a car, a trailer, and it's not running or you just want to get rid of it, all you got to do is call Cars for Kids at 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you. They tow it away. Excuse me. They do all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction, and they also give you a $50 gift card if you just mention ESPN 97.5. That's where the process really begins, because they turn your donation into resources for kids that have distractions during the day when they're trying to focus on the books because of things that they don't have. Maybe it's warm meals. Maybe it's eyeglasses. Maybe it's bus fare. Or maybe it is book money so that they can get the books that they need in order to complete the courses. It's all taken care of because of your donations, and it's all because of you, the generosity that is the people of Houston, Texas, that makes this program succeed. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid. Because you might break yourself, trying to keep up with somebody else, waiting for the mailman to bring your check.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, almost 2 hours deep into the three-hour show. Continuing with the Wayback Wednesday theme of L.A. or Houston-based bands, artists. I did hour number one. Barry is way too
killing
deep in
it.
Hour number two.
Killing it in hour two.
And then the crapshoot that will become Tyler's hour number three is still on the horizon. Chuck, damn it. If you do it again, we're not going to take it. This is the second time you've called and hung up, and I've seen you on the board, and the minute I go to you, you disappear. I know you're a friend of the show, so but three strikes, you're out.
Wow. Somebody wanted to know.
Hammer.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know, they said, how can I donate to Nick's fund? I'm not on Twitter, but how do I get a hold of the website? So go to youcaring.com, and I can either give you the URL. Well,
they don't even have to be on Twitter. They can just search any one of us. I think we've all retweeted it.
I've retweeted it several times, but on You Caring, I don't know how you, because it's titled Nick Sharara Travel Fund for Family Emergency.
Yeah, and I put in Nick Sharara in the search to see if it popped up.
Let me see
if
this works.
It does not come up on the top here, but there's a, if you put a dash after it and some numbers, that's the complicated part. Mm-hmm. Look, you don't need to be on Twitter.
I just did it. If you Google You Caring and Nick Sharara.
All one word or two words?
Nick Sharara can be one word or two. It doesn't matter. But it shows up, Nick Sharara, Travel Funds for Family. That's the very first thing. The second thing is AJ retweeting it on Twitter.
So, oh, well, there you go.
Because we've all retweeted it, but we're almost to the goal for Nick. As you've known, we've chronicled and highlighted that Nick has not had the best of times with his family issues recently, and he's had to make some unforeseen trips that are very expensive to Egypt in the process.
Dude, I do it, and I get Sarah and Nick's wedding. That ain't right.
When did Nick marry Sarah?
I don't know.
Right. Well, you have weird. To know how to spell Sharara.
S-H-A-R-A, right?
S-H-A-R-A-R-A.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I was leaving
why.
Out. Oh.
That's
you're leaving
you
out
Shara.
An R-A.
Okay. My bad.
So we're at 3207 of a goal of $5,000 for Nick. Those round-trip tickets to Egypt and his mom, his brother, the families had to go. Those are about $2,200 a shot. So thank you for all of you that have already donated at a very, very difficult time for the Sharara family. And that's...
If you want, you can also just go to people's Twitter. Like you said, AJ, Joel, I'm going to retweet it again as well.
I'll do it one more time. I've been doing it daily.
Yeah. So hit that up.
And we appreciate you for that. A little NFL news that involves your Houston Texans. They got back to work today in the fact that Dwight Freeney, the legendary defensive end of Colts fame for the most part, spent some time with the Atlanta Falcons, has agreed to a one-year deal with the Seahawks, should be ready to go against the Texans this weekend as Seattle has been decimated with injuries. And as part of those injuries, Cliff Avril has been put on injured reserve with neck and spine issues. They needed someone else on their defensive line. They got the veteran defensive lineman, and Dwight Freeney should be ready to go to take on the Texans on Sunday. So they're shoring up. And the Texans have made some moves, too. They got a defensive lineman named Chunky. I can't make this up, man. I was reading it this morning, and they said he's lost some weight, but they went out and they got themselves some Chunky.
Okay. I'm more excited that they went out and got themselves some Dwayne Brown back, but I'm really excited about that. So
the Texans have added Chunky Clements. He's a defensive tackle, and they added Jelani Jenkins as they continue to shuffle their roster. Jelani Jenkins is an inside linebacker to help them at depth there with some of the injuries they've had. And then Chunky Clemons, a nose tackle out of Illinois, has been moved to the practice, signed to the practice squad. And, of course, they'll be looking at him as they get him some practice time.
All right. Let's go Chunks. Chunk the Chunkster. Jeremy's upset. Nope. SPM or Paul Wall. LOL. For our Way Back Wednesday
Tyler,
Houston
we
versus.
We do not play kid diddlers.
Well, I was going to say. So I've played SPM before on a Way Back Wednesday, even though.
Probably got hate.
Even though he's touched kids.
Taylor still has an hour to go.
And Paul Wall, this is. Way Back Wednesday has to be prior to 2000.
Yeah, I don't think. Believe me, I searched for prior 2000 Paul Wall, and it's not that good.
Yeah, so there you go, Jeremy. Stop hating.
Did you see, speaking of defensive ends, did you see what DeMarcus Ware said?
No.
On the Rich Eisen show? Mm-mm. He said about 15 minutes before he actually came on the show, he was getting texts from an NFL exec to come play for them.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that's interesting that you would say that, Tyler.
And that's why I bring it up, because of the Dwight Freeney thing.
Well, and how about this? How about Simeon Rice, after not playing for over 10 years, the one-time All-Pro from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 43 years of age, says he can still play, and he wants to, but he wants to play for his favorite team, the team he played for,
the
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He posted an Instagram video of him doing like ridiculous squats where he's jumping up and switching legs, which doesn't tell me anything about his football ability. But his quotes, if you want to believe in someone that's confident, they pretty much think he thinks he can still do it, because he said if they want a pass rusher, they should bring in a pass rusher extraordinaire who's one of the most dominant pass rushers of any era, What's it going to cost you? You don't have one right now. And when he did visit training camp this year, a lot of the defensive ends, including a lot of the guys that are now hurt, have said that they learned a ton just from him being there. Noah Spence, who's now been put on IR, said that Simeon taught him things in 5 minutes he had never even heard of or thought of as he put it, them into his repertoire. But Rice said, with 9 games left, that's plenty of time for me to finish with double-digit sacks and get them a playoff bid. I bet on myself before, and it paid off, and it's not a stretch at all. It's facts.
Oh, okay, Simeon.
This from a guy who's borderline Hall of Fame, who, if you remember, during Radio Row and Super Bowl week, he went off on a tangent and a half on how he should already be in the Hall of Fame, and he was getting screwed over.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that a guy wanting to make a comeback at 43 would come out and proclaim himself to be the best ever and all. Nobody's going to come out and be like, hey, man, you know what? I want to make a comeback, and I'm pretty good. I'm all right. I'm okay. Just okay.
Can I tell you where he's all right?
Huh?
You and I are talking about this in a break, but where he's all right has to be financially, because it says he works out 5 to 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. You ain't got a real job if you're doing that.
No, you don't.
That's got to be a pretty sweet life.
Okay, so the question is, if you're the Texans, would you?
I don't think he'd play for them. And not any slap at them. I think he only wants to stay at home and play for the team that he always played for. But if you're the Texans, look, here's the thing. If I'm the Buccaneers, bring him in and give him a tryout. And if he shows like he's got any glimpses, even if you just got to play him on pass rushing downs, if he shows he's still got a little left in the tank,
yeah,
you go for it. And you know it's a marketing grab, too. People are going to be all over it to see how he does. But if he can still play a little bit, I'd give him a shot.
Hell, the Bucs need some help right now.
No doubt.
They're over there floundering, so yeah.
And he says it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he's not been into the Hall of Fame and he thinks he should be there.
Lies. You believe
him? He's 19th on the NFL's all-time career sack list.
All lies. You know what?
Amongst the members of the top 20 all-time, only Leslie O'Neal, himself, and Clyde Simmons have not been into the Hall of Fame. Do you really think, first of all, he'll get another sack if he comes back? And would he get what he says, 9 to 10 in the final 9 weeks? Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know about 9 to 10. I think he gives a few sacks.
He might. He might stumble into a few.
I don't know about 9 to 10, though.
But maybe that's the difference between 19th on the list and maybe 14th.
All right. Hey, Astros fans, listen up. It's time to continue the celebration as our Houston Astros play in the World Series. And as the official sporting goods retailer of the Houston Astros, Academy Sports and Outdoors is fully stocked with all the officially licensed World Series gear that you will need. From t-shirts to caps, jerseys, and more, shop all of the fan gear online at academy.com and in stores at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors. The best prices guaranteed, or they'll beat any competitor's price by 5%. So let's support the Astros as they continue to earn history. Exclusions apply. See the price match policy at academy.com for details. Academy, no more, spend less, and go Astros.
Can't stop, no doubt, if I wanted to. I'll go to the mat with you. Be kicking up dust with you.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.